In the 1800s, the man known as the father of gynecology advanced the field through painful experiments on enslaved women. Now, three of those women, known by the names Anarka, Lucy, and Betsy, are being celebrated as the mothers of gynecology. Recently, women's health professionals gathered at an art installation made in their honor. Christella Guerra has more from Montgomery, Alabama.
Are you ready?
Ready to walk? Yeah. Ain't gonna let nobody
turn me out. Artist Michelle Browder leads the women in a song as they walk to the park, gathering in a circle around these towering mothers. On their bodies are names like Angela Davis, Serena Williams. Words like beauty and resilience are welded to their sides, while African beads adorn their necks.
All of these women are bigger than life for me, right? So Anarka is 15 feet tall. Betsy is about, I think she's 12, and Lucy is 9 feet
tall.
Anarka's hips are crafted from the spades of shovels. She faces the sky, defiant and hopeful. At the center of her body, her womb is a chasm for the world to see. Visitors place flowers at the feet of the sculptures. This is, after all, what doulas and midwives do. They protect mothers.
We see our clients in this art, and we see the losses, we see the victories, we see the ones that make it just by the skin of their teeth, and we see the fear. It's all here.
Denise Bolds, president of Doulas of North America, or DONA International, and former president Reve Sinclair want to empower families, to provide comfort, to see problems others might ignore, to call out the truth, which is that Black mothers die in childbirth at disproportionate rates and are 3 to 4 times more likely to suffer complications during pregnancy.
I had a mother message me this morning. She says, I have 7 days to my expected due date. And I said, you made it, and you will continue to make it. She's with us because she's afraid to die. And I said, not on our watch.
Brothers thought about Anarka, Lucy, and Betsy since she was 18. That's when she learned about how a white doctor named J. Marion Sims experimented on the bodies of enslaved Black women without anesthesia. He claimed to have cured them of ailments that arose from pregnancy. So Browder took the tool he invented, the speculum, and created a tiara for Betsy's head.
They were birthed out of pain, but also because I wanted to change the narrative. I wanted to change the conversation about Black women in this country and what we have to contribute in the infant mortality rate and reproductive justice and maternal health.
Conversations happened over 2 days inside Old Ship AME Zion Church. The conference was called the Day of Reckoning. They listened to Deirdre Cooper Owens, a historian of U.S. slavery medicine, describe how this legacy of medical racism persists.
And so the embodied experiences of the legacy of medical racism is that we're not believed. We're thought to be able to withstand pain more. And class doesn't protect you. Education doesn't protect you. Your relationship status doesn't protect you.
One of the last speakers was Charles Johnson, an Atlanta-based father who began the nonprofit For Kira, For Moms after the loss of his wife from hemorrhage following the birth of their second son. In 2018, Johnson worked with lawmakers to pass the Preventing Maternal Deaths Act, which provides funding to better investigate and review incidents of maternal mortality.
As we work to protect women and babies and put an end to the maternal mortality crisis, it's also equally as important, if not more as important, that we protect our history and that these stories are told.
There's a line Michelle Browder uses for the mothers of gynecology. It's from the playwright Antazaki Shange's work for colored girls who have considered suicide, When the Rainbow is Enough. It reads, let her be born. Let her be born and handled warmly. For NPR News, I'm Christella Guerra.